Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Biden-Harris Title IX changes are now blocked in 26 states. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs the southeastern part of the United States, is now the seventh court in the nation to temporarily block the Biden-Harris administration's unconstitutional rewrite of Title IX, raising the tally to 26 states that do not have to enforce this unconstitutional rule.
You know, this is ridiculous, Matt, because, you know, Title IX was created in 1972 to provide equal opportunities for women and men and to prevent sex discrimination. But now, according to these new rules, the Title IX final rule is what it's called, infuses so-called gender identity into the definition of sex and would apply sex discrimination protections to those who so-called identify as the opposite gender. The rule would force women to share private spaces with men while mandating the use of preferred pronouns in schools and colleges receiving federal funds. And see, the way they're getting away with this is that the Biden administration is threatening to pull funds from these schools that don't abide by this revised rule.
Yeah, Title IX has been used to really provide opportunities for girls and women in sports. And it prevents, as you mentioned, discrimination on the basis of sex. So when you look at K through 12 and college and universities that receive some kind of federal funding, they're under Title IX. And so those schools have to provide equal opportunity for the girls and the women in, for example, their sports. So if you have baseball for the guys, then you have baseball for the girls, and soccer for the girls, soccer for the guys. That has allowed a tremendous amount of opportunity for girls and women to participate in sports. Some of them, because of their athleticism, have been able to go through high school and become eligible for scholarships to college. And then some of those, depending upon the sport, they've been able to go on to professional sports. And then some of those, as we've seen, certainly are able to make it to the Olympics.
Absolutely. And they train every day. I mean, their discipline is just amazing to get to this point. And then you want to have a big slap in the face and say, oh, wait, men can compete against you. As we saw in the Olympics, two men basically pummeled two women in the women's competition of boxing.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. I mean, we had, for example, in our Covenant Journey ministry that takes Christian college age students to Israel. We had two sisters that were very exemplary athletes, and they made the Olympics team in 2020. Unfortunately, that Olympics was canceled, but they made the Olympic team an incredibly proud moment for these two sisters. They have dedicated a lot of their life, but they've learned a lot of life skills from these sports.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes no sense. And we've actually interviewed people on this program and also on our TV program, Freedom Alive, women who have been victims of men entering into their sports. Remember the woman?
Lauren Miller, the professional golfer.
Professional golfer.
Her
on her first professional outing, she now is in the final round against a man.
The NXXT tournament in Florida. Yeah, that was her first one. And she lost the first place title to this guy. He's a big dude. He's either, you can take puberty blockers and have surgery, but you're still a dude.
Yeah, and she said she could really, when she went up against him, really see the difference between the male and female.
His swing was yards farther.
His swing was much more powerful than a woman's swing. A very unfair competitive advantage that a man has. And then when you put them in these contact sports, I mean, it's one thing to have a man swimming against a woman, as bad as that is.
Yes, not right.
But you put them in other contact sports like basketball, soccer, boxing, wrestling, all these other kinds of contact sports, or volleyball. For example, there's a situation where a female volleyball player was paralyzed because the man on the other side of the women's volleyball team, on the opposite side of the net, spiked the ball so hard it hit her on the head, caused her to be paralyzed. So you see this with these women said that they've never been hit so hard in their life when they went up against a man. It makes no sense. And so the Biden administration and the Kamala Harris administration, and by the way, Kamala Harris has picked governor of Minnesota, Waltz, who also is radical LGBTQ.
Of course.
When he was a teacher or principal in a school, he was the sponsor for the Gay Alliance, Gay Straight Alliance Club. And then when he became a member of Congress, he was part of the LGBT caucus. So that whole administration, Biden-Harris, Harris-Waltz, it's exceptionally radical on the LGBT issue. And so Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, with their Department of Education, they push forward this new so-called rule. And that rule from this administrative agency of the DOE then comes up with a rule for Title IX and says, you know what, sex in the 1972 statute, it must include gender identity and sexual orientation. And therefore, if that's the case, men can use locker rooms, restrooms, shower rooms. They can compete on the sports team if someone wants to be referred to by one of, 100 and some different so-called pronouns. Then you have to abide by that. That just makes no sense. Mm-hmm. The good news is that these unconstitutional actions by these administrative agencies operating under the Biden-Harris regime, they have been blocked now in 26 states. August 1 is the time frame in which that rule went into effect, which means they're blocked in 26 states. Unfortunately, that rule is now effective in 24 states.
You know, for years and years, Matt, I mean, and this was the reason for Title IX, women have fought for equal rights, for equality in all different spheres of life. But when you talk about sports here, it's not only the right to compete against other women without having to face men, but also the right to privacy in those private spaces, in their locker rooms, to be able to shower without fear of a man intruding into their locker rooms. You know, like Riley Gaines, when she was swimming, they had this big old dude who called himself, was it Leah? His actual name was William, in there dressing with these women. And when you're swimming, I mean, those suits are very, very tight. It takes a couple people to get them on. And you're standing there with no clothes, trying to get the suit on, and you've got a man standing there dressing. That is an invasion of privacy.
It's humiliating, and it's absolutely wrong. I don't see how anyone can assume that this is proper. You know, the difference between the 26 states here, the reason why you have 26 is those are the red states.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the states that are actually their attorney generals or the governors are Republican. It shouldn't be Republican versus Democrat.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be every state.
I mean, it's common sense.
Right. Plus, you're opening the door to sexual abuse.
Well, and we've seen this, for example. We've seen this recently, you know, the Attorney General of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
he actually came down really strong on this issue
right.
of going after an investigation of this facility that allowed a man to go into the women's changing room.
Right.
And that if you're going to violate
fitness,
the law,
yeah.
lifetime fitness, you're going to violate the law, put women at risk, you will be held responsible for the consequences of violating that law and putting women
yeah.
at risk.
Yeah.
Good for the attorney general there to do that. But we need to take more common sense approaches just to protect women. I mean, for goodness sakes, stop having men compete in women's sports. Don't allow men to go into the private facilities of women. Stop using this fictitious pronouns. You know, it's not just a male wants to have a female or a female wants to have a male pronoun. They have a list of 100+ pronouns, things that you've never heard, things that are not words, that just are gobbledygook. this is just insane and it needs to stop. Of course, one of these cases, or several of them, will end up at the United States Supreme Court. I predict that this rule will permanently be blocked eventually at the United States Supreme Court. It just makes common sense. Moreover, with the Supreme Court's recent ruling that limits the power and the authority of these administrative agencies, there's a lot of opportunity ahead to rein back these out-of-control agencies so that they act only consistent with the legislative law that they're supposed to be applying. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.